It's week 5 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app, brought to you by Bel Air Land, Award Road Trophies, United Fidelity Bank, Mark's Barbecue, Southwest Graphics, and Arab Pest Control. Today we're talking to Mo Sutton, the head coach of the Warriors, after a loss to Castle, getting ready for the game on Friday night, 6:30, against Memorial, plus Addy Thomas, the new defensive back, a former offensive, now defensive player, getting accustomed to his new role. He's joining us today as well. It's the Harrison Football Show, Week 5, right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on Week 5 of the Harrison Football Show with the head coach, Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. Now, before we go forward and talk about tonight's game against Memorial, we go backward and talk about last week's game against Castle. Another loss for the Warriors. Now, Coach, Castle, a really, really, really good team. What did you take away from that game?
We did come out and, you know, we didn't finish. We didn't execute at times at the point of attack. They were, you know, they had their way with us. And, I mean, we got to come out and play football and play assignment football. There was a couple blown assignments that led to big plays, and we never recovered. You know, our kids were, you know, there were some questionable calls about officials. But, you know, you can't let that affect what you're trying to do out there. And, you know, the big plays and then the couple questionable calls. I mean, I thought they were a good crew, but just some 50-50 calls. And, I mean, it just kind of didn't go our way. And then we kind of laid down. So that's why the score was what it was.
Again, Mo Sutton, the Harrison football coach here on WREF, Week 5 of the Warrior Football Show. Now, Coach, when you play a team like Castle, I'd imagine that Max McCool is going to end up being one of, if not the best player that you play all season long. So being exposed, I'm talking about your defense here, to a player like him on the other sideline, what does that teach those kids, and what does that provide for the rest of the season, that litmus test of, okay, now we've gone against maybe the best player we'll face all year?
You know, just playing the Castle team and seeing, you know, Coach Hurt run his system and those kids being disciplined, and you know, it makes us look at ourselves and think, you know, are we doing what we're coached to do? And when we watched the film, the answer was no. So, I mean, and again, that's why the score was what it was, because they weren't doing what they were coached to do. Castle did what they were coached to do, and they were successful. So that's what it boils down to. And hopefully, you know, we'll get back on track and move forward.
You know, looking at this game again against Castle, and that's one of the better teams that you'll find out there. But something that you do have to give this Harrison team credit for is the offense was fairly efficient in the air, 12 of 14. And, you know, Anthony certainly did his job as a sophomore coming along. So what do you take away from the aerial attack for your team?
We're going to be fine. I think we have one of the top receiving corps in the conference, and we've just got to get those guys the ball in space. And I still think we'll be fine.
Again, Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football here on WREF. It is week 5 of the Warrior Football Show, so we'll take a step aside and don't go anywhere. We continue this coverage on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week 5 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Addy Thomas is here on the Warrior Football Show to talk about last week against Castle, getting ready for the upcoming game against Memorial. Addy, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
All good. Yeah, better to talk to you. So, in talking to you about this season so far, how do you feel you have played for the Warriors and Harrison's still trying to get their first win?
I feel like I've played good this year. I can still be better. Everyone can always improve. And so we're gonna get it done. We're gonna get it this week.
I know it. I know you guys are working extremely hard. I'll ask you about yourself, though. What are you working hard on? What do you feel that you are focusing on in practice and trying to get better on?
Well, this is my first year playing defense, so I've just been trying to emphasize, learn how to tackle, because start of the season, I cannot tackle to save my life. But it's getting better. I'm seeing my improvement in the tackling, and I just got to be more dominant on the both sides of the ball.
Obviously, it's a different skill set, offense to defense and tackling. That is a different art form, right? But is there a different mentality that you have on defense compared to offense, where you've spent most of your time on the football field?
Yeah, because all last year, you know, I was known as a pretty boy. So this year, I can't do that on defense because if I don't make tackle, they're going to score. I'm the last line of defense, so I just got to go with like a dog mentality, just ready to throw punches with my brothers.
So, I guess the pretty boy moniker, that's history at this point. No more.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy Thomas is here on WREF talking about Harrison football, getting ready for the upcoming game against Memorial. And look, the Tigers are a really good team. They had that crazy comeback against Mater Dei last Friday. What do you feel it's going to take to pull off this win, pull off an upset against one of the best teams in 3A?
We always got to come ready to play. You know, last couple of weeks we had 10 guys doing what they're supposed to do and one guy. It's going to take 11 guys for us to beat them on offense and on defense. So I feel like we all come to the game mentally prepared and knowing that we have to feel like we're going to win, I feel like we can get it done.
That's Andy Thomas here on WREF talking about Harrison football and getting ready to play Memorial on Friday night at 6:30. Andy, you're the man. Really appreciate it. I know that you've been working extremely hard on the adjustment to the new position, but really, really cool to see you thrive in that new role, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. Mo Sutton, the head coach of Harrison football, joining us in a moment right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Wrapping up shop here on week 5 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, Mo Sutton, the head coach of the Warriors, getting ready for a game on Friday night against Memorial. Now, this team had an unreal win against Mater Dei from last Friday, and I know, Coach, that you were watching the tape. What did you see from Memorial down by a couple of touchdowns late in the game? They force overtime. They win. What orchestrated that comeback?
First off, it's the believe in each other mentality, and, you know, these guys never quit. And, you know, it's hard to match. I mean, you watch the film and, you know, play after play, you know, the first incomplete pass, but then they get it going with the deep pass up the sideline. And, I mean, it was a blown coverage, and it puts them back, and you can see their sideline erupt, and they knew they were in position at that point. And then you look at the onside kick. I mean, I don't think I've seen the ball bounce that high in my years of even playing or coaching. You know, it's the old saying, it's the way the ball bounces. And I tell you what, that ball bounced their way, and they were rolling.
Yeah, Coach, this is capping off maybe the most difficult stretch of the year for Harrison football at North, at Castle, at Memorial, three consecutive games, three consecutive weeks. So, yeah, the Tigers are a really good team. They had a really good win against Mater Dei. What are you hoping as the major difference to be between, say, Harrison football beginning of this stretch and Harrison football end of this stretch as you guys continue to make incremental improvements?
Well, I hope we get some things clicking on offense and clear some things up. You know, we've got some young guys up front. I mean, it shows in, you know, us in our struggles to get points on the board. And, you know, relatively, we're a young offense. And I don't think people really understand that. We're really not led by a lot of seniors on offense. Most of them are underclassmen. And, you know, some of them, if they're their first look under the lights. But, you know, after five, six games, your hope it starts to click for those guys and they understand the expectation and what it actually takes to be successful on offense. So, you know, we're not put our, you know, we look at the lopsided scores and, you know, you got to score points and have time of possession, you know, and that will, you know, lessen the opportunity for the other team to score, which is less points on the scoreboard. So, you know, the time of possession and putting together drives is a big deal for us. And, you know, that's what we're looking forward towards, you know, the remainder of the season.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. Your insight on this team, getting ready for Friday night against Memorial, a 6:30 start, and the Warriors looking for win number one on the year. Coach, again, really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, you've been listening to Week 5 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.